water answers everything. The moon, the wind, the mud carries off and carries on through a town called Defiance. Two rivers meet there, two armies met there long ago. And Anthony's soldiers tore the fruit trees down in triumph, in defiance. While Whitman thought his palms might stop the war, but when it came he moved to Washington. He took a day job to be near the wounded soldiers there. And he read to them, wrote letters, mopped their sweaty brows, and told them lies about their wounds. I went to Washington. Wounded soldiers were still everywhere. Some mornings now, I wake up grateful that my heavy dreams are gone. I snag the zipper of my coat, going off to tell some tales I hope are true. Then I step into a room and see the rows of faces, hopeful and new. Yellow apples hanging in the orchards of defiance. And the dawn came brilliant to my quiet town. It was a robin on the line. Nothing that I do matters to the earth or in the sky. But I'm somewhere near defiance, and I believe I hear a voice say, even from defiance, nothing's more than half a world away. Like my mind, it's full of holes. But I stalled around too long near defiance, and it's flood time again. Peace on terror, peace on drugs, a peace on war, peace on the Muslims, Jews, and Christians, and the Tea Party too. Peace on Mad Anthony and his soldiers. They're all quiet now. Peace on the warriors they fought and the fruit trees they tore. Peace on defiance. Peace in defiance, oh defiance. Even from defiance, nothing's more than half a world away. Peace on defiance, peace in defiance, oh defiance. Even from defiance, nothing's more than half.